You're listening to SBS News.
Tarnica Murugappan is 3 years old and she spent most of her life in immigration detention. The Australian-born daughter of Tamil asylum seekers Priya and Nadez is the youngest person in Australia's detention system, one of only two children, the other being her five-year-old sister Kopika, and she's at the centre of the family's last-ditch legal bid to remain in the country. She, along with her sister and parents, was taken from their home in the small Queensland town of Biloela on the 5th of March 2018. They are now the only family detained on Christmas Island, a remote Australian territory closer to Indonesia than the Western Australia coastline. Tarnica's mother, Priya, says she and her husband Nadez are in a state of despair watching their daughters grow up in detention. She says they want to be happy and free, and the conditions on Christmas Island are not suitable, adding that the bedroom is infested with centipedes. She told SBS Tamil that Tarnica has lost her baby teeth already, a sign of the unhealthy conditions.
She lost her deciduous teeth and they are gone forever. We have to wait for her to get the permanent teeth when she gets to age 6. This is what I mean. The condition is not suitable for the kids' health and mental state.
But despite the Australian government's promise to remove all children from immigration detention by the end of 2019, following a concerted campaign by medical professionals, there still remains no known plan to allow the girls to re-enter the community. The government has so far spent more than $6 million detaining the family, according to figures released in Senate estimates, despite ongoing pleas from the Biloela community for their return. GP and former federal member for Wentworth, Karen Phelps, who recently spoke with Priya, is among the thousands of Australians calling for the immediate release of the family. When she was president of the Australian Medical Association, she and her colleagues were acutely aware of the issues faced by asylum seeker families in detention. At that time, there were many of them.
The issues that we get concerned about are an increased rate of depression, an increased rate of children being distressed and anxious, impairment of their social development and well-being, and also the ability of parents to appropriately parent their children in an environment, particularly where the parents have a background history of trauma.
In 2015, the United Nations found Australia had violated the right of the asylum seekers, including children, to be free from torture or cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment by failing to end the practice of detaining children. Karen Phelps says for there still to be two small children in detention can only be the result of political posturing.
Here we have a family that's being made an example of. You know, they're a warning to others. And I think if we look at this situation on its merits, by any estimation, the most sensible and the most humane thing to do would be for this family to continue their lives in Biloela, contributing to the Australian community and you know, not being a cost to the Australian taxpayer.
Angela Fredericks, a friend of the family from Biloela, has spearheaded a three-year-long campaign to prevent their deportation. She says it's been heartbreaking to watch the girls miss important childhood milestones. A mental health social worker by profession, Ms. Fredericks knows too well the lifelong impact childhood trauma can have, and she's horrified at what the family are going through.
What has gone on in 3 years, the money that has been spent, the trauma that has been, you know, placed on this family, let alone, you know, just the vicarious trauma that a lot of us have dealt with going for this journey.
However, she says the fact that the family are still in Australia and haven't been sent back to Sri Lanka is a massive victory, but she remains concerned for the family's well-being.
I'm very passionate about trauma and I spend my days sitting with people repairing trauma, and I know, gosh, how difficult it is to repair, let alone childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. And so I think for me, just knowing the damage, you know, our government has essentially, you know, abused these girls, and, you know, as well as Priya and Adez. So for me as a practitioner, that devastates me. For me as a friend, that just horrifies me.
Labor spokesperson for immigration, Senator Christina Keneally, said it was up to Immigration Minister Alex Hawke, who took over the job from Alan Tudge in December, to use his discretion to allow the family to remain in the country, pointing to the family's wide public support. In a statement to SBS, she said,
It seems the only three people in Australia who want the Bilawila family to remain locked up are the three people with the power to end this nightmare, Scott Morrison, Peter Dutton and Alex Hawke. They are simply choosing not to intervene, which allows this cruel and inhumane saga to continue at considerable cost to the taxpayer.
A complex and lengthy court battle aiming to stop their deportation continues. Last month, the full bench of the federal court upheld an earlier ruling that found Tanika was not given procedural fairness when her application for a protection visa was assessed. The ruling was appealed by the federal government, while lawyers acting for the family also issued a cross-appeal against a second ground, which was dismissed. The family's legal team is now considering whether to seek leave to appeal the ruling in the High Court. Meanwhile, Priya says she's grateful for all the support she and the family are getting from around the country.
I want to express my gratitude and thanks to the wider Australian people, good friends and my community in Bilawila for all the love and support shown. I wish to enjoy my freedom with my community in Bilawila. I want to thank all my friends and my community.
Alan Lee, SBS News.